Today we're joined by Natasha Illingworth from Chessington here on Radio Jackie. Now, she is a skin cancer survivor. You were diagnosed with skin cancer 5 years ago at the age of 23. Can you tell us a little bit more about your story?
Yeah, sure. So it was around summer 2016, I'd noticed a mole on my back, which I believe I'd had sort of all my life. But all of a sudden, it just appeared a lot darker than I remember. And it was enough just to sort of make me double take, sort of like when I got out of the shower, I just had a look in the mirror and thought, oh, that looks different to what I remember. And I sort of just put it to the back of my mind. And for the next few months, I kind of had a look and thought, oh, that's a bit strange. So I did make a doctor's appointment. I spoke to my mum about it at the time, and she said, no, I think you need to get that checked out because it is bothering you. So I made a doctor's appointment, and I was referred to see a dermatologist quite quickly, and had the appointment. I was a bit nervous about it at the time, and I had the appointment, and they checked it, looked at it under a dermoscope, said it was all okay, nothing to worry about. And interestingly, they did say it looked like it was changing, but at the time thought it was nothing to worry about. So I came away and thought, okay, fine, I can carry on with my life. But then over the next few months, it kept bothering me, and I felt like it was just getting darker and darker. And I'm very fair skinned, and it just really stuck out. It wasn't really raised or anything, but just the colour of it really bothered me. And it was just sort of over Christmas that year. And again, I said to my mum about it, and I'm just, this is really bothering me. And she said, no, I think you need to go back and get that checked out again. And I wasn't really in a huge rush at the time, because I thought, oh, I've been told it's all okay, it's nothing to worry about. But a couple of months down the line, I thought, no, I need to get around to getting a doctor's appointment. So I did. And again, I was referred, and they call it under the 2 week rule, I think. And went to see a dermatologist at the hospital. And this time it was very, very different. It was, she took sort of one look at it, and she said, I'm not happy about it, which took me back a bit, because it was so different, not even a year before. She said, I'm not happy about that. She said, it's very dark. By this point, I said it was quite itchy. And she said, we'll get that removed ASAP. So I came away feeling very different to how I did the first time round. And that's when the worry set in a bit more, just because I just thought, how can it change? How can it just be such a different outcome from not even a year before? So then it was March 2017. So I'd literally just turned 23, had a date to have the mole removed. I think it was mid-March. And I always remember the surgeon said to me, it's either one of two things. It's either absolutely fine. I think he said it was a seborrheic keratosis or something it could be, or it's a melanoma. And he said, just remember, if it is a melanoma, your treatment started today. And that has always stuck with me. So I had it removed, was told if it was nothing to worry about, I would not hear, I'd be discharged, just get a letter to say I've been discharged. And if it was something, I'd get a phone call. And sure enough, less than 2 weeks down the line, I was at work and I had a phone call asking me to go to hospital the following day, and it might be a good idea to bring someone with you. And at that point, I just knew what they were going to say. So yeah, it was a huge shock. Obviously, I'd looked into what melanoma was. I was aware of what one was, but it was one of those things that I just never thought would happen to me, particularly as I thought it was all okay the year before. And so I went to hospital at the end of March 2017, and I was diagnosed with a stage 2A melanoma. And so not only was it a melanoma, it was a little bit more further on than I thought it would be. I thought it would be quite early stage. It still was at that point, but it wasn't very early stage. So it was developing. And I was told what the next steps were. So it was just all a bit of a blur, really. But it's, that day just really sticks with me. Even down to the song that was playing on the radio when I drove home from work that day, it just really sticks with me.
So skin cancer is kind of more common in older people, isn't it? When you were told that you do have it, how did you feel? Were you confused, especially with the first doctor telling you that, no, you're fine, that mole's okay? How did you feel?
Just really, it was just a huge shock. Just again, like I said, it's just one of those things you think will never happen to you. And, you know, I just thought, I was aware of it in melanoma, and I thought, you know, I knew it was more common in older people, you know, years of sun exposure. But for me, I was 23, just, I'd never really been a sun worshipper. I've been on some nice hot holidays, but I'd always been fairly careful, very fair skinned. But, you know, even when I was younger, I'd always been covered in sun cream. So it was sort of, this can't be happening to me. It was very, very, a very strange feeling. How can it be happening to me? You know, I'm 23. And that's when all of a sudden, in, you know, in an instant, you start to worry about everything. And being so young, I think it just, you know, at that time I sort of just met my now husband. It wasn't that long since we've been engaged, and we, you know, we're planning our future together, and I was enjoying my job. And then all of a sudden you think, oh my gosh, like my focus is staying alive now. You know, I had all these plans for the future, but my main priority was beating cancer, and I didn't really know what the future held at that point. So yeah, it was a huge shock to me.
Yeah, I can imagine, a massive shock. So you've joined forces with Cancer Research UK and NIVA UK, offering people advice on how to protect their skin. What is that advice?
I think it's what I wish I knew. And it's not only about prevention, it's about awareness as well. So obviously prevention, melanoma is one of the most preventable cancers. So since I was diagnosed, I made it my mission really to raise awareness of it. It can happen to anyone. Obviously I'm very young, so what I've really done is I've joined up with Cancer Research. I volunteer with them, and their most recent campaign, obviously in light of the heat wave, it's even more important to protect your skin. So it's about prevention, so obviously wearing sun cream, the right factor, and staying out of the sun sort of 11 till 3, that's when it's at its hottest. Yeah, the three easy steps is seek shade, cover up where possible, so obviously wear hats, you know, cover, wear nice loose clothing that covers you up. And yeah, 11 till 3 is obviously the hottest point of the day, so especially at the minute of the heat wave, just to try stay out of the sun then. And obviously wear sun cream and make sure you reapply it as well. And like I said, melanoma is one of the most preventable cancers. So any steps you can take to prevent it, you should do so. And it's just also being aware of your body, looking for any changes. So, you know, maybe once a month, that's what I do now. Just once a month, just have a look at your body. Are there any changes? And it's what's not normal to you. So it's getting to know your body, have a look at it, just see what's not normal to you. And if something doesn't seem quite right, don't hesitate to have it checked. And if you're still not comfortable, get a second opinion, go back. If it really bothers you, just listen to your gut instinct, which obviously I did. I wish I'd gone back sooner. Obviously it was a few months down the line, but I'm just so glad I did go back when I did. And obviously the treatment that I had has worked, saved my life. So it's so important to know your body and just get any changes checked out.
And you've got the all clear now, have you?
I have, yes. Yeah. So I'm 5 years clear now. It's been a busy 5 years. So after I was diagnosed with melanoma, it felt like a lifetime away getting to the magical 5 year point. I sort of took every day as it came. I had a lot of treatment. I had a lot of surgery. I've had a few little things crop up since, but everything's been fine. I've just been discharged from the melanoma clinic at St George's, so which is really surreal. The 5 years has flown. I've really focused on the positives in that time. So I've got married. We wanted to get married quite soon after because we just thought, why wait? But you know, life's too short. Got married, And I've got two beautiful young children now. So like, I just really do count my blessings now. Cancer's really changed my perspective on life, and I just appreciate everything so much more now. It's so important to raise awareness of it.
Exactly.
At the minute, it's, I think when you hear someone else's story, it just makes it seem so much more real. And also it's nice to share the positivity. For me, when I was diagnosed in the early days, it did feel like that was it, my life was over. So it's really good that, I wish I heard someone's success story. You can beat it. And yeah, obviously a lot of positive thinking, and I'm just very, very grateful for the everything I had from obviously St. George's Hospital. They were fantastic, and I truly owe them my life now.